Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. This is Carolina on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you're transferring?
Yes, I was trying to file a claim for the Roundup.
Okay, perfect. And I'm sorry, what was the name again?
Adrius Lofton.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Okay, hi, Adrian. Can you hear me? Perfect. Again, this is Carolina on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Of course. And did you already have an attorney helping you with this, or have you signed any paperwork with another agency?
No.
Okay.
No.
Perfect. Okay. And was it yourself or a loved one that was diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Myself.
Yourself, and I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you remember what type of non-Hodgkin's it was? Do you know the subtype?
I can't hear exactly what you're asking me. I'm sorry, I'm driving.
No worries. Do you know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's?
B cell.
Okay. Was that the diffuse large B cell lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Okay. Now, when was it that you were diagnosed?
In September 2022, the 20th.
Okay. September 20th of 2022, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and where was the Roundup sprayed? Was this at home, at work?
Home.
At home. Do you know if anyone else in the home sprayed it as well, or was it just yourself?
Oh, just myself.
Okay. And do you remember the home address of where you did spray it?
That would have been 2111 mm-hmm. Witham Park, Witham Park Lane. And that's Fresno, Texas, 77545.
Okay. I got 2111 Witham Park Lane in Fresno, Texas, 77545. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And is this your current address?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed in 2022?
This year, 41.
Okay. And do you have a birth certificate?
Yes.
Perfect. And how many years were you using the Roundup for?
About 9.
About 9 years. And did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or is it a landline?
Smartphone.
Okay. And are you a U.S. citizen as well?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now, I do have a short list of illnesses I need to run through. Just yeses or nos are okay. Have you ever been diagnosed with HIV or AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease or hepatitis B or C?
No.
Okay. How about any arthritis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, lupus?
No.
Okay. Organ transplant, a cancer requiring chemotherapy besides this one, or a family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And how was, can you confirm the spelling of your first name?
A-D-R-I-A-C-E.
Okay. Again, that was A-D-R-I-A-C-E.
Yes. A-D like dog.
Okay. A-D like dog. R-I-A-C like cat. E like elephant.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And did you have a middle name?
L. Levon.
Okay. And how is Levon spelled?
Levon.
Lev as in Victor, O-N.
Yes.
Perfect. And your last name?
Lofton, Lofton.
Okay. Again, Lofton.
Correct.
Perfect. And did you have a suffix to your name?
No.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me as well?
Male.
And your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And can you confirm your date of birth?
July 5th, 1981.
Okay, again, that was July 5th, 1981.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. And your social?
634-201712.
Okay, again, that was 634-201712. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. And how did you learn the connection between the Roundup and the non-Hodgkin's diagnosis? Was this like a commercial, social media?
The internet.
Okay, online. And when was it that you found out that they were connected? Was this recently?
Sometime 2022 or 2023.
Okay. And do you know your current height?
6'3".
Okay, 6'3". How about your weight?
260.
Okay. Okay. Do you have an email that we can keep on file?
Yes. ADRO FROM D like dog AMO and that's at gmail.com.
Okay. So that was ADROFROM D as in dog AMO at gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And the best number to reach you is 346-279-5338?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And how many times a month would you say that you sprayed the Roundup for?
Twice a week, so that'll be about 8 times, maybe?
Mm-hmm. So about 8 times a month. And you said this was for about 9 years?
Yes.
Okay. Again, it is a little redundant, but I just need yes or no. Did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you start spraying it?
In 2013, around May 7th, 2013.
Okay. Around May 7th, 2013, and you stopped spraying in 2022?
Yes.
Okay. Was that around your diagnosis time?
Yes, it was. It was around the 16th of September.
Okay. The 16th of September of 2022. And why did you stop spraying Roundup? Was it primarily you started feeling symptoms, or was there another reason?
Because I was having, burns in my mouth and throat and the diarrhea and vomiting, and it's just I guess side effects from using it.
Mhm. And I'm so sorry to hear that again. The Roundup, when you did spray it, was it with like the hand sprayer that it comes with?
Yeah.
Okay. And was it the concentrated or the pre-mixed version? Do you remember?
Concentrated.
Okay, the concentrated. Did you use any protective gear when you did apply it?
Gloves and eyewear.
Okay, gloves and eyewear. And where around the house was it applied?
The front backyard.
Okay, the front backyard. Did you use it around the sides of the house too?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay, and what state was this primarily used in? Was it Texas?
Yes.
Okay. So it asks, how many exposures you've had in your lifetime. Okay, so we can definitely try to do the math on my end. I know you said it was about around 8 times a month. That would equal about just a little under 100 times a year. And again, that's over the course of 9 years. So it'd be,
right,
again, just a little over 900. Does that sound about right, especially with all those little touch-ups here and there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And were you ever exposed to any other herbicides, any benzene, Agent Orange, either?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Were you exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. Sounds good. And do you remember where you bought the Roundup? Maybe like a Home Depot, Walmart?
A Home Depot.
A Home Depot. Is this a local one?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any receipts?
I'm sure I can get them, like, you know, from when I use my card.
Okay.
I don't have them physical, but yes, I'm sure I can go back and get them.
Okay. And you don't have any Roundup in your possession, right?
No.
Okay, that's good to hear. Okay, and have you ever smoked at all?
No.
Okay, perfect. Are you currently employed?
I drive for myself.
Okay. And have you ever lost time away from work because of any surgeries or treatments related to the non-Hodgkin's?
Yes.
Yeah. Was this back in 2022, 2023 that you lost work?
Yeah, 2022.
Okay, and how long were you unable to work?
I was hospitalized for 9 days, and then, you know, from testing and seeing the doctor, at least a month worth of work.
Yeah. And that was in total?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any military background, Idris?
No.
Okay. And have you ever been involved with any other lawsuits, filed for disability, filed for workers' compensation claims, or filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay, sounds good. And have you ever been convicted of a crime other than minor traffic offenses?
No.
Okay. Do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you?
Yes. His name was, since you asked me, I forgot. Jason. What was his name? Jason Whiston.
Okay. Jason Whiston, you said, and this was in Texas?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Oh, I see. Okay. It looks like, there's a Dr. Jason Winston, is this right? It looks like he's in,
Yeah.
Okay. And was he the one that treated and diagnosed?
That's correct.
Okay. And where was it that you were treated and diagnosed? What hospital or clinic was this?
MD Anderson.
Okay.
The MD Anderson Cancer Center?
Mm-hmm. And the one in Houston?
Yes.
Okay. And again, you said you were treated and diagnosed here?
Yes.
Okay. Just 1 second. Okay, and how else has the diagnosis impacted your life? Did you have any current side effects, anything that still remained?
What do you mean, then or now? Or?
Yeah, that you still have any shortness of breath, sleeping issues, any chest pains, anything you'd want us to take note of?
Like I said, then I had sores in my mouth and throat and vomiting and diarrhea.
Okay. Yeah, and again, I am so sorry to hear that. Okay. Do you have the medical records on hand, by the way?
No, I don't, but my doctor does.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, and when did you start your treatment? Was it in the same month of September?
I was shortly after the 25th of September, I believe, in 22.
Okay. You said the 25th?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and what kind of treatment was that? Was that chemo, radiation, any surgeries?
I had radiation therapy, chemo, pain meds.
Okay. Did you ever have any stem cell transplants?
I'm sorry?
A stem cell transplant?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And you said your current address was still the 2111 Witham Park in, I'm sorry, Witham Park Lane, Fresno, Texas. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And again, there was no apartment number, right? It was just, it was a house?
Right.
Okay. Perfect. Great. Now, we do require an emergency contact, just in case we're unable to reach you for an extended period to prevent disruptions in your case. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Yes, you could use Mary Connor.
Okay. And does Mary live with you?
Yes.
Okay. Mary Connor. And do you know her phone number?
832-756-7906.
Perfect. And what was the relationship to Mary?
My child's mother.
Okay. Okay, great. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go over some information with you super briefly while I draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Again, I'm just going to send this over, and then I'll just verify information with you on the line. Just one second.
Hold on one moment, ma'am.
Yeah, no worries.
Hello?
I'm still here. Okay, I just wanted to go over, let's see here. Again, your first name was spelled A-D-R-I-A-C-E, middle name Levon, L-E-V-O-N, last name Lofton, L-O-F-T-O-N. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Once again, address was 2111 Witham Park Lane, Fresno, Texas, 77545.
Correct.
Okay. And then I have your email address is A, D as in dog, R-O, F-R-O-M, D-A-M-O at gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. Date of birth was July 5th of 1981, and social was 634201712.
Correct.
Okay, great. Now, I am going to send this. I believe I did send it to both your email and your text messages. Whichever one is easier for you, whichever one pops up first, you can go ahead and open that up.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And then, again, this DocuSign is just giving the law firm permission to pull those medical records.
Hold on. DocuSign. Change it. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Change it. Okay. I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm driving. Give me a minute. I have to do them each one by one.
Yeah, it should just have you check the yellow boxes. I know it is just a couple on there. But you can take your time, no worries.
Tapping it, hold on. You're done signing.
Perfect. I did just receive this on my end. Now all that's left here is I am going to send you a text message with my contact information, the law firm's contact information. I wouldn't recommend reaching out to them within the next 48 hours. It does take a while for them to process the paperwork. But once they do, they're just going to give you a quick call, verify some information, again, super quickly. And then if you have any case-related inquiries or questions, you can always reach out to them. Until then, you can always ask myself, and I'll make sure to get back to you. Besides that, do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time again, and I hope you have a great day, okay?
All right. Same to you.
Of course.